This is Panchanga Bhakti series, Nam Tattva. Some different shastras, bona fide shastras, which are mentioning the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is not something concocted by ISKCON or Gaudiya Math. It's not even something introduced 500 years ago in Bengal by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Maha Mantra is eternally existing. And some of the most ancient shastras that are Vedic shastras, aside from our own Chaitanya Bhagavat and another Chaitanya Charitamrita, but just to quote some of the ancient shastras where it's mentioned, we'll quote those books. The Upanishads are considered the Shrutis, and they're accepted as evidence or praman everywhere. Upanishads are Smritis, and the original Vedas are the Shrutis, Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, and Yajur Veda, the four Vedas, and then all the Upanishads and Puranas, they're also accepted as bona fide. So in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, chapter 5, verse 6, it glorifies the Maha Mantra. In the new editions of this book, it mentions Hari Ram first. So many people, when they chant the Maha Mantra, many Indians, they often say Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. It ultimately ends up in the same mantra. But some of our Gaudiya Acharyas have done research, our Mahajans, to very, very old Sanskrit copies of Kali Santarana Upanishad. And there it's actually, although it's not that important, but it is a fact that originally it appears that in the oldest existing Sanskrit editions of Kali Santarana Upanishad, it is mentioned first, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But generally, the modern Indian people, when they read some Hindi literature describing Nam Tattva, the glories of Nam Sankirtan, published by Gita Press, which is a very popular press, people well-read all over India, and people get the idea that first it's Hare Ram. At any rate, it's only a detail. The principle is to chant the Maha Mantra in the age of Kali and attain purification and perfection and love of God. So in that Kali Santarana Upanishad, the father, Lord Brahma, is instructing his Mahajanacharya's son, Narada Muni. He says, listen, Narada, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then he says, iti shodashakam nam nam kali kamasha nashanam natak parataropaya sarva vedeshu drishyate. Narada, drishyate, if you look and search through all the Vedas, that's a lot of Vedas. There's a lot of Vedas, millions of thousands and thousands and lakhs of verses. So Narada, if you take the time to search all the Vedas, Sarva Veda, the Shrutis and Smritis and Itihasas and Upanishads and Upavedas and so many Vedas, histories and Ramayana and Mahabharata, you'll not find another paratara, parataropaya. You'll not find paratara. You'll not find a better na paratara. You'll not find a better means or method to purify the mind and heart than chanting this Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra, listen, Narada, this Maha Mantra has shodashakam, 16 names. These 16 names in the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. That's 8. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's 8. That's 16. Iti, this Shodashakam Namnam, this 16-word Nam or Mantra, What is the effect of it? What is the benefit of it? What is the power of it? What is the strength of it? Why is it the best thing, the best method and means to be found in all the Vedas, especially for the age of Kali? Because Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nash, destroys, finishes the Kalmash. Kalmash means the bad stuff, the dirt, the greed, the anger, the lust, the envy.